Hornets will inbound the ball, bring it over to the right-hand side, back to the top of the key, in pass into the lane to number 23, pass out to the left-hand side. The shot is up and no good. Slavin with the rebound for the Tigers. She hands it off to Woods, who will bring it back the other way. Dribbles across the timeline, picks up the dribble, passes it off to Hill, boots it out of bounds. The Atlanta's ball on the near side, right in front of the timeline. Inbound to Nolte. Tipped out of bounds. Atlanta will retain possession. Inbound to the right-hand corner. Number 15 drives the baseline. Passes it out to the right-hand wing. Just about loses it. Kicks it back to the right-hand corner. Inbounds to the lane. She dribbles it back out to the right wing. Covered closely by Woods. She passes up to the baseline to number 15. Cassie Woods steals it. Brings it back the other way. Passes it to Hill. The left-hand blocks. Sloppy pass to Emily Lodwig, but she shoots but misses. It'll be Hornets rebound. They'll bring it back the other way. Nolte brings it up in front of the scorer's table and is kicked out of bounds, but Atlanta will retain possession of the ball. Atlanta inbounds at number 21. Jesse Hill kicks it out of bounds. Atlanta will be retaining possession. Inbound pass to the top of the key over the left-hand wing. Into the paint, but a little too high. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Brashear's ball. 3 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first period of play. Brashear with the advantage, 4-1. Slavin will inbound it for Brashear to Cassie Woods. She takes her time dribbling it up the timeline, takes a turn, and brings it across on the right-hand side. I think she was fouled, though. No, it was timeout on Brashear. 2 minutes, 56 seconds left in the first period. Brashear with the advantage, 4-1. Have heights on our announcements here, but it's obvious Atlanta is attempting to get it into Beth Foss, number 23. It'll be Brashear ball. Woods loses a handle on it, and Atlanta with the steal. They bring it over to the right-hand wing. Inbound it right straight in the hands of Cassie Woods. She dumps it forward to, and it was Jesse Hill, I should say. Cassie Woods now brings it up to the left-hand, left wing to Hill, who inbounds it to Emily Lodwick, but right, who had a clear shot, but she missed it. Got her own rebound, shot again, and missed it again. Coach is obviously a little upset that Emily's missing those wide-open shots. Brashear does retain the possession, though. Jesse Hill tried to get it into Slavin, but was a little bit out of Slavin's reach. So Atlanta goes out of bounds. Atlanta will bring it back the other way. Passes up the top of the key over the right-hand wing. Nearly a jump ball. Cassie Wood steals it again, and she'll bring it the other way. Loses the handle on it. Atlanta will take it the easy other way for an easy layup, but she misses it. Jesse Hill with the rebound. Pretty sloppy play right at the moment. Cassie Woods will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles over the right-hand side to Slavin. She kicks it back out to Hill on the right wing. Three-second call. I think that was on Emily Lodwig. The Atlanta's ball will come back the other way. 1 minute, 45 seconds left in the first period. Brashear with the advantage, 4-1. Ashley Collip is getting ready to come in. Atlanta passes it over the left-hand side, but it was way over the height, over Samantha Haley. She's a pretty tall girl anyway, but it was too strong for her. Collip comes in for Slavin. Collip inbounds it. Cassie Woods passes up to Jesse Hill on the right-hand side. Passes over to Cassie Wood, who had a wide open shot, a 15-foot shot, but she loses it. Atlanta with the rebound. They're coming the other way. Sloan has the ball for Atlanta. She passes it out to 21 at the top of the key, and her shot is no good. It'll be at Lodwick with the rebound. She passes it forward to Wood, but Atlanta got a hand on it, so it went out of bounds, but Brashear will retain possession. 1:08 left in the first period. 4-1, Brashear with the advantage. Cassie Woods passes it up to Jesse Hill on the right-hand side into Lodwick at the free throw line. Her shot is up and no good. Foul is on Lodwick. The Atlanta's ball. That is the first foul on Emily Lodwick. Ashley Nolde bring it the other way. She passes it over to the top of the key, over the left corner, just almost too high. Shot is too strong. Brashear with the rebound. Cassie Woods will bring it the other way. She comes in a hurry, drives the right-hand side. Her shot is up and in and out. Jump ball. Brashear will retain possession. Alexis Harrelson in for Brashear. Adrian Mountain will be coming out. Cassie Woods will inbound it for Brashear. 36 seconds left in the first period. 4-1, Brashear with the advantage. Woods inbounds it to Lodwick in the left-hand corner. She passes it forward to, but Jesse Hill loses the handle on it. Goes across the timeline for an over-and-back call. Be Atlanta's ball with 30 seconds left. Slavin comes back in for Lodwick. Pass to the right-hand corner for Atlanta. They bring it out to the right-hand block. Dribble in. But there's a foul. Foul is on number 14, Slavin. That'll be her second foul. And Voss will shoot two for Atlanta. 23 seconds left in the first period. First shot is up and no good. Second shot is up and on its way, bounces off, but she gets her own rebound, kicks it over the right-hand blocks, loses the handle on it. Jesse Hill with the rebound, brings it forward to Cassie Wood, who'll bring it across the timeline on the left-hand side. 12 seconds left in the first period. She dribbles around the top of the key over to the right-hand side, back to the right corner, into Slavin in the paint. Her shot is up and good. 4 seconds left, 6-1, Brashear with the advantage. And that's the end of the first quarter. Brashear 6, Atlanta 1. Just joining us tonight, this is the matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Atlanta Hornets. At the end of one period of play, Brashear with the advantage 6-1. On the court for the Tigers is Jesse Hill, Alexis Harrelson, Cassie Woods, Caroline Slavin, and Ashley Collip. The Atlanta's ball will inbound it on the far side near the timeline. Atlanta brings it across the timeline, nearly loses the handle on it, but passes up the right-hand wing. Dribble into the free-throw line, over to the left-hand side. Shot is up and bounces in. 6-3, Brashear. Cassie Wood passes it up to Jesse Hill. A little bit of backcourt pressure going on right now. Hill will bring it across the timeline. Passes it forward to an open Slavin at the free throw line. She passes it forward. It attempts to get it to Collip, but loses the handle on it. Atlanta with the rebound. They'll bring the ball the other way. A little backcourt pressure, but they get it forward to the free throw line. Pass it forward to the left-hand block, but Brashear with the steal, but Harrelson loses the handle on it. Now it'll be a jump ball situation. Brashear with the advantage. 5:14 left in the second period. Brashear leading 6-3. Slavin will inbound it for Brashear. She kicks it across court to Jesse Hill, who'll bring it across the timeline on the right-hand side. Passes it, but stolen by Atlanta. They'll bring it the other way, but she walked with it. That was Nicole Sloan for Atlanta. The Brashear ball is out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Slavin will inbound it for Brashear. Kicks it out to two. Cassie Woods will bring it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Nice screen set by Brashear that kicks it out to Jesse Hill. Back out to Alexis Harrelson, the top of the key. 3 seconds call against Brashear. It'll be Atlanta's ball. Nolte will bring it the other way for Atlanta. She dribbles over to the right-hand side and kicks it up to the free-throw line. But there's a foul on Harrelson. It bumped into each other as it was being thrown. Five team fouls on Brashear, two on Atlanta. The Atlanta will inbound it on the far side. Ladwig comes in for Slavin. Inbound pass at the top of the key. Dribbles in the free throw line. Kicks it over the right-hand side. Her shot is up and far left. Second shot. Rebound Atlanta. The second shot's good. 6-5. Brashear with the advantage. 5:38 left in the first period. Jesse Hill will bring it the other way. She comes across the timeline. Over to Ladwig at the free throw line. She'll dribble in the lane with an easy shot. It's up and no good. Atlanta with the rebound. Story of the game so far, I would say, is Emily Ladwig has had a bunch of open shots and has just flat out missed them. Atlanta will bring the ball the other way. Looks to me like it was off the foot of the Atlanta player. Brashear's ball. Harrelson will inbound it for Brashear. Into Cassie Wood. She dribbles around to the right-hand side, top of the key, takes an open shot. Nothing but net. 4:11 in the second period. 8-5 Brashear. Atlanta brings it across, dribbles over the left-hand side to the left corner, but it was a little too high. It's going to be a jump ball situation. Pass was a little bit too high, and it got down the ground. There was kind of a scrum down on the ground. The Atlanta's ball. Inbounded to the right-hand side, into the right block. She does a turnaround. Her shot is no good. Ladwig with the rebound. Jesse Hill will bring it back the other way for Brashear. She comes over the timeline on the right-hand side, dribbles over to the left to Harrelson. On the left wing, into Ladwig, but there's a little bit too high, but recovery by Adrian Mountain, and she attempts a shot, but it's a little too short. Atlanta with the rebound, they'll bring it back the other way. Pass up toward the free throw line over the left-hand block, shot is up and good. Shot was by number 44, Samantha Haley. Jesse Hill bring it the other way, she passes it forward to Adrian Mountain, dribbles over to the right-hand side. Right wing, back out to Harrelson, top of the key. She passes it to Cassie Wood on the left wing. Back to Jesse Hill in the left corner. Her shot is up and in and out. Atlanta with the rebound. They're coming the other way in a hurry. Over the left-hand side, pass out the top of the key. Back over to the left wing. She dribbles into the baseline, shoots up and no good. Goes out of bounds off of Atlanta, so it'll be Brashear's ball. Adrian Mountain will inbound it for Brashear. She brings it to Cassie Wood, who's double-teamed, but she dribbles over the left-hand side across the timeline. Not much coverage, so she passes it up to Emily Ladwig. up the mountain whose shot is up and no good. A foul on Ladwick. That's her second foul. Atlanta will inbound the ball. They bring it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Just about lose the handle on it, but passes the top of the key over the left-hand side. Harrelson got a hand on it. It'll be Atlanta's ball over the far side in the corner. Atlanta takes the timeout. 2 minutes, 24 seconds left in the half. Bashir leading 8-7. Six team fouls on Bashir, two on the Atlanta Hornets. Two fouls on Ladwick and two fouls on Slavin. Alright, we're ready to start again. Atlanta will inbound the ball to wide open. Beth Voss, her shot was up and good. For sure will bring the ball back the other way. Pass up to Emily Ladwick across the timeline. She kicks it back out to Harrelson. Her shot was a little too strong. Atlanta with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way. Hill with the steal. Should have an easy layup. Yes, it's up and good. 1 minute, 54 seconds left in the half. 10-9, Bashir with the advantage. Atlanta will bring the ball back the other way. They come across the timeline, drive the lane, pass it over the left-hand block, but the pass is too high. It should be Bashir's ball. Mountain will inbound down the ball for Bashir. She inbounds it to Hill. But she walked with it. The Atlanta's ball. Scrum on the floor, but it'll be a jump ball situation, but it'll be Bashir will inbound it this time. Slavin comes in for Harrelson. Mountain kicks it up to Ladwick, but the pass is too high. Out of bound, I think it will be Atlanta's ball. 1 minute, 31 seconds left in the second period. Pass is too high. Just about loose handle on it, but 23 gets the ball and she shoots, but it's tipped. Ladwick with the rebound. Foul is going to be on number 23, Beth Voss. Slavin inbounds it to Cassie Woods for Bashir. She brings it the other way. Atlanta steals the ball. Easy layup, but it's missed. Mountain with the steal. She'll bring it the other way. Doesn't have quite the speed and control to get it all the way out for the easy layup. Slavin with the pass into Slavin. Her shot is short. She gets her own rebound. Her shot is no good. Ladwick gets the rebound. Her shot is good. 45 seconds left in the second period. 12-9. Bashir with the advantage. Atlanta will bring the ball the other way. She's double-teamed. Passes it over to the left-hand side. She dribbles the baseline. Tries to shoot, but Ladwick with the steal. Ladwick kicks it over to Woods, who bring it the other way, and she's fouled. Three team fouls on Atlanta, so Bashir will take it out of bounds in front of the Bashir bench. Slavin will inbound it for Bashir, kicks it out to Woods, who brings it across the timeline, over to the right-hand side, dribbles along the edge of the lane, but she loses the handle on it. But I think it was kicked out by Atlanta, so Slavin will inbound it for Bashir. Over to Wood, who has a nice open shot, but a little bit too strong. Ladwick with the rebound. out the hill. The left wing, her shot is up and no good. Slavin kind of had to rebound for a second, but it was a jump ball situation. Atlanta will be Atlanta's ball. Pass it forward to the right-hand wing. Pass over to the left-hand wing. And they lose the handle on it. Time expires for the half. Beshear with the advantage, 12-9. 16 fouls on the 16 fouls on the Tigers, 3 on the Hornets. 12-9, Beshear with the advantage. All right, here we go in the second half of play in the girls' game. Beshear leading 12-9. Missed shots is the story of the first half of the game. Each team had quite a few opportunities to score with nice open shots and just weren't able to convert. Beshear's starting lineup will take the floor at the beginning of the second half. Slavin will inbound it for Beshear. Hands it off to Cassie Wood, who dribbles over to the right-hand side, back to Woods in the right-hand corner. She attempts to inbound it to get it into Slavin, but her pass is tipped. Atlanta gets the steal. Bring it forward to the right-hand side, dribbles into the paint. The shot is up and good. 12-11, Beshear. Woods will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. She dribbles it up to the free throw line, over to the right-hand side, Wood into Slavin. Kicks it back out to Wood, or to Hill, I should say. Her shot is up and good. Beshear with the advantage, 14-11. Atlanta will bring it the other way, but she walked with it. Number 21, Ashley Nolte, does most of the heavy lifting for the Atlanta Hornets, bringing it the other way. Slavin inbounds it to Wood, who dribbles it to the top of the key and then over the right-hand side into Slavin, whose shot is up and good. Beshear with the advantage, 16-11, 4 minutes, 56 seconds left in the Atlanta. Beshear with the steal. Hill will bring it over the left-hand side to Slavin at the free throw line. Her shot is short. It'll be out of bounds. Atlanta ball. Passes up. Long pass, but it's too strong. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Bashir's ball. Slavin will inbound it for Beshear. She hands it off to Woods. Dribbles up across the timeline over the left-hand side, back to Hill in the left-hand corner. She'll drive the baseline, but loses the handle on it, gets her own rebound. Back out to Mountain on the left wing to Wood, the top of the key. She dribbles over the right-hand side, back to Hill. To Mountain, over, and then over to Wood in the left-hand wing. Back to Hill in the left-hand corner. About loses the handle on it, but it goes into Ladwig. Contested by two Atlanta players. It'll be a jump ball situation. Atlanta with the advantage. 4 minutes left in the third period. 16-11, Beshear with the advantage. Nolte passes it forward, but her pass is too strong. It'll be a jump ball situation. Should be Beshear's this go around. Slavin involved in the scrum there. Slavin inbounds it to Cassie Wood. Dribbles across the timeline over towards the left-hand side. She passes into Hill, free throw line, back over to Wood on the left side to Ladwig in the paint. And she misses an easy shot again. Atlanta will bring the ball the other way. The pass forward, this Mountain gets a hand on it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Atlanta's ball over on the far side. some substitutions by Atlanta here. Carmen Wood comes in for Emily Ladwick, could be going out. Atlanta will inbound the ball to number 30. Dribbles at the top of the key, double-teamed over the left-hand wing into the paint, but Wood with the Carmen Woods with the steal. She hands it off to Jesse Hill, passes it over to Wood, who passes it over to Hill, top of the key, back over to Woods, to Hill. Her shot is up and no good. Slavin with the rebound. Tries to give it to Adrian Mountain, but Cassie Wood with the steal. She heads it off to Hill, and she loses the handle on it. It'll be Atlanta's ball. They bring it back the other way, over the left-hand side. Back at the top of the key, right straight to Carmen Woods. She hands it to Cassie Woods, who bring it the other way. Wood and Woods, as these are all confusing. To Hill, the top of the key, back over to Cassie. Her shot is up and nothing but net. 2 minutes, 35 seconds left in the third period, 18-11. Brashear with the advantage. Atlanta will bring the ball back the other way. She passes it right straight to Carmen Woods. She passes it forward to Jesse Hill, but she walks with it. That's about at least two, maybe three steals by Carmen Woods. Good job, good hustle by her to get in front of the ball. Atlanta's coach here is getting a little bit excited about all the passes right straight to Carmen Woods. Cassie Wood, Carmen Woods, Adrian Mountain, Caroline Slavin, and Jesse Hill on the floor for the Tigers. 2 minutes, 23 seconds left in the third period. 18-11. Brashear with the advantage. No fouls this second half. Voss will inbound the ball for Atlanta. Nolde will bring the ball across the timeline. She's double-teamed. Cassie Wood just flat-out steals it. She's fouled. I think that'll be by Nolte. First foul for this half. Slavin will inbound it for Brashear. Brings it up to Cassie Wood. Passes in the paint to Carmen Woods. Back up to Jesse Hill. Back to Carmen Woods. Her shot is short. I think it may have been tipped. Carmen Wood committing the foul will be Atlanta's ball. Nolde will bring it the other way for Atlanta. She passes it forward. Pass is too strong. Goes out of bounds. Should be Bashir's ball. Collip coming in for Slavin, I believe. Yes. And Harrelson for Mountain. Cassie Woods will bring the ball the other way. She takes her time, no pressure by Atlanta. She passes it to Hill, top of the key, over to Harrelson, who drives towards the lane, but she loses it. Actually, I think it's a jump ball situation. The Atlanta's ball. Pressure by the Tigers. Spearman will bring the ball the other way. She comes across the timeline. Over the right-hand side. Jump ball. No, it was a jump ball situation. McKessie Witt kicked it out of bounds, so it'll be Brashear's, or it'll be Atlanta's ball. Atlanta inbounds at number 23. Takes a look at the lane, but she loses the handle on it. But Atlanta recovers, gets the ball. Harrelson with the rebound. It's stolen by Atlanta. The free throw line, pass into the left-hand blocks. Easy shot, but up and no good. Brashear with the rebound. Collip attempts to pass it out the left-hand side, but stolen by Atlanta. Collip gets her hands on it. No, that was Cassie Woods that got her hands on it. foul called on her. It would be Atlanta's ball out of bounds. Just out of my sight. I can't see what happened. I think it went out of bounds. Be Atlanta's ball on the left-hand corner. Inbound to Atlanta into the left-hand blocks, covered by Hill. Attempts at shot, but way off its mark. Woods with the rebound. Carmen Woods, that is. Cassie will bring, Woods will bring it across the timeline on the left-hand side. Bounce passes into Jesse Hill in the corner, into Carmen Woods at the left block, back out to Hill in the left corner. Her shot is up and good. 49 seconds left in the third period. Bashir with the advantage, 20-11. Atlanta will bring it the other way. Spearman brings it for Atlanta, but Harrelson with the steal, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Atlanta's ball. 38.4 seconds left in the third period. Atlanta inbounds it to Spearman on the right-hand wing. She passes it forward, but pass a little bit too strong. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Bashir's ball. 33.8 seconds left in the third period. Carmen Woods will inbound it for Bashir to Cassie Wood. Passes it forward to Jesse Hill. Drives it up towards the top of the key over to Cassie Woods on the left-hand side. Attempted pass into the paint, but steal by Atlanta. They'll bring it the other way. Double team on Spearman. Foul called on Cassie Woods. 13.2 seconds left in the third period. Atlanta's ball out of bounds on the far side. Second foul on Woods. Inbound pass kicked out by Jesse Hill. Be Atlanta's ball again. 12.5 seconds left in the third period. Another one of these scrums, jump ball situation. It's going to be Brashears. 5 seconds left. Carmen Woods will inbound it for Brashear. 5 seconds left. 3 seconds left. Hill tries to get it up forward, but just ran out of time. So at the end of three periods of play, it's Brashear 20, Atlanta 11. Three team fouls on Brashear in this third period, one on Atlanta. Just joining us tonight, we welcome you to this broadcast. Tonight's matchup between the Brashear Tigers and Atlanta Hornets. We're at the conclusion of three quarters of play in the first game, the girls' game, with Brashear leading 20-11. Girls take the floor. It'll be Atlanta ball out of bounds on the far side near the timeline. Inbound to Nolte. She kicks it ahead, but steal by Ashley Collip. She brings it forward to Cassie Woods. You bring it across the timeline on the left-hand side, and she is fouled by the big girl, number 23, Beth Voss, who wasn't set. So it'll be Brashear's ball out of bound on the far side. Jesse Hill will inbound it for Brashear. She inbounds it to Carmen Wood up to Jesse Hill. We drive the left-hand side and kicks it out to Alexis Harrelson over to Cassie Woods, who dribbles over the right-hand side and shoots 15-foot jump shot, but it's a little short. Jesse Hill with the rebound. She dribbles out to the left-hand side and shoots. Up and good, 22-11, Brashear with the advantage. Pressure by Brashear. They bring it over by Voss, brings it over the left-hand side, kicks it over the right. Left-hand box blocks. Shot is up and no good. Atlanta with the rebound. Alexis Harrelson with the steal, but she walked with it. Be Atlanta's ball. 22-11, Brashear with the advantage. 5 minutes, 14 seconds left in the game. Voss inbounds it to number 30. Nicole Sloan dribbles over the left-hand corner, looks to take it in, and does. Shot is up and good. 22-13, Brashear with the advantage. Cassie Woods brings it forward to Jesse Hill. And she loses the handle on it. Atlanta with the rebound, but she walked with it, I believe. Be Brashear's ball out of bounds on the far side. Carmen Woods takes it out for Brashear to Hill, who brings it across the timeline over to Cassie Woods on the right wing. She dribbles to the baseline. Her shot is up and good. Nothing but net. 24-13, Brashear, 4 minutes, 43 seconds left in the fourth period. Atlanta brings it the other way, passes it up to the right-hand block. Shot is up and good, and the gal was fouled. Foul was on Samantha Haley for Atlanta. She'll go to the line against Ashley Collip. That's her first foul. Ladwig comes in for Collip. First shot is up and no good. Hill with the rebound. She kicks it up to Cassie Wood. Dribbles across the timeline on the right-hand side. The right wing into Hill. 15 foot out. She just about had a stolen, but she got it back. Dribbled it out into Carmen Wood. At the right blocks, and her shot is up and good. 26-15, Brashear with the advantage. Pressure defense by the Tigers. They get past that up to the right-hand side, and it just about goes out, but Hill with the steal. Carmen Woods, sure-handed Carmen Woods, couldn't get it over the big girl. And it goes out of bound off of Atlanta. Carmen Woods will take it out for the Tigers. 3 minutes, 57 seconds left in the game. Woods passes it to Wood, and she tries to get it to Hill. And the heel just about loses it, but Alexis Harrelson gets control of it in time for the coach to take a timeout. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left in the fourth period. Brashear with the advantage, 26-15. On the floor for the Tigers is Hill, Woods, Ladwig, Harrelson, and Wood. Wood inbounds it to Ladwig, but overthrows her in Atlanta with the steal. But then Cassie Wood gets it out to Alexis Harrelson, and her pass is deflected by Atlanta, and they take the steal. And she's fouled by Jesse Hill. Be her second foul. Be Atlanta's ball out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Girl was overthrown. Cassie Woods with the steal in the left-hand corner. Passes it out to Harrelson, the left wing. She takes it to the top of the tee to Hill, the left wing. She looks to pass it in, but there isn't any openings. Dribbles around the right-hand side, the right corner. And I believe she's fouled. Foul is committed by Nolte, number 21. That's her third foul. Be Brashear's ball out of bounds. Mountain comes in for Harrelson. Inbounds to Mountain. She passes it out to Hill, who drives the free throw line. Her shot is up, in and out. Atlanta with the rebound. Foul is on number 13, Jesse Hill. That's her third foul. Atlanta brings the ball back the other way. Coming across the timeline, dribbles over the left-hand side to the left-hand blocks. Girl wants to shoot. It's tipped by Woods, but she gets her own rebound. Passes it over the right-hand side. Hill with the rebound. She brings it the other way in a hurry, coming over the right-hand side. sets up, takes a nice, easy shot, 15-foot jump shot, nothing but net, 2 minutes 46 seconds left in the game, 28-15 Brashear with the advantage. Looks like Atlanta is putting in their second stringers at this point, with 2 minutes 43 seconds left in the fourth period. 28-15 Brashear with the advantage. 16 fouls on the Tigers, 3 against Atlanta. Brashear with most of their first teamers still on the floor. Pass forward by Atlanta. She just about loses the handle on it, but retains possession. Kicks it over to the left, right hand side. Kicks it over to the left hand side. Woods with the steal. She passes it forward, but right in the hands of Atlanta players. Atlanta with the ball over the right hand wing. She dribbles into the lane, but double dribbles. Slavin coming in for Ladwig. Slavin will inbound the ball for the Tigers. 2 minutes 21 seconds left in the game. She inbounds it to Hill, who dribbles across the timeline over the top of the key where she's double teamed. Her pass is into Cassie Wood, who dribbles into the lane and takes a nice easy shot. It's up and good. 30-15 Brashear with the advantage. Atlanta inbounds it. Pressure defense by the Tigers. She smothered over on the far side, but gets it across the timeline. Passes it forward to the right-hand blocks. Shot is up and too strong. Woods with the rebound. Brings it forward to Cassie Wood. To Jesse Hill, who brings it across the timeline. Right into the hands of an Atlanta player. Foul is called on Jesse Hill. That'll be her fourth foul. Call-up comes in for Jesse Hill. With 17 fouls on the Tigers, it'll be a one-on-one. Carmen McClain going to the line for the Hornets. 1 minute 33 seconds left in the game. Brashear with the advantage, 30-15. McLean's first shot is up and no good. Slavin with the rebound, but you walked with it. Atlanta inbounds the ball to the left-hand side. She takes a look. Her shot is up and in and out. Another one of those scrums on the floor. Bieber Shear's ball. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. Bounce pass over to Collip on the left-hand side. She'll bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles across the timeline on the right-hand side, but she walked with it. 1 minute 19 seconds left in the game. 30-15 Brashear with the advantage. Atlanta brings the ball across the timeline over on the right-hand side into the free-throw line. Shot is up and no good. Rebound Atlanta. Second shot is no good. Collip with the rebound. Up to Harrelson, who will bring it across the timeline for Brashear. Up to Collip. She dribbles around the right-hand side to the baseline, but she double-dribbled. So it will be Atlanta's ball with 59 seconds left in the game. 30-15 Brashear with the advantage. Hoskins in for the Tigers, as well as Tabitha Killen. And Courtney Clarkson. Foul committed by the Tigers, so the Hornets will go to the line. Brandy Carter shooting for the Hornets. Her shot is up and good. Foul is committed by actually call up. Back into the one-on-one now. 47 seconds left in the game. Shot is up and nothing but net. 30-17, Atlanta. Harrelson will bring the ball back the other way. No press by the Atlanta. Harrelson dribbles over the left-hand side, passes forward to Collop, left wing. She dribbles the ball around to the top of the key, but she's fouled by number 24, Brandy Carter. Collop will inbound it for Brashear. Brings it out to Harrelson and brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Back at the top of the key to Hoskins. She picks up the dribble. Passes it over to Harrelson but loses the handle on it. Atlanta with the steal. Pass out the right-hand wing back at the top of the key. Foul by Harrelson. 9.9 seconds left in the game. One-on-one situation. Shot is up and no good. Jump ball. Be Atlanta's ball out of bounds. 8 seconds left in the game. Pass inbound, Harrelson with the steal. She passes it over to Collop, who'll bring the ball the other way for Brashear. The game's over. That's it. Brashear wins it, 30-17. All right, here we go in tonight's second matchup between the Brashear Tigers on the boys' side and Atlanta Hornets. Atlanta controls the ball, brings it to the right wing. Shot is up and no good. Brashear with the rebound. Shipman brings it the other way. Kicks it over to the left-hand block. Shot is up and no good. Atlanta with the rebound, but he stepped on the line, so it'll be Brashear's ball. Nice-looking pass. Inbound pass. Brashear shoots. Up and good. Atlanta brings it the other way with the right-hand line. Shipman with the steal. He brings it back the other way. Dribbles it in to the left-hand side. Pass forward to Furtick, but he loses it but gets his own rebound. Passes it to number 21, Jeremy Clay. Atlanta's ball. Atlanta inbounds it. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Bring it across the timeline, steal by Furtick. He runs coast to coast, but loses a handle on it. Goes out of bounds off the Atlanta team. Be Brashear's ball. Clay will inbound it for the Tigers. Clay inbounds it to Furtick to the right hand side. Kicks it back out the left hand side. Nice looking shot by Anderson. It's up and good. Atlanta brings it the other way with pressure defense. Nice looking pass up across the timeline over the left-hand block. Shot is up and no good. Atlanta with the rebound. Shot is up and no good. Brashear with the rebound. Anderson kicks it ahead to Furtick, who drives the right-hand side, pulls up for a shot. No good. Atlanta with the rebound. Atlanta brings the ball back the other way, passes across the timeline on the right-hand side, up, dribbles up to the right wing, kicks it into the right block. Shot is up. He walked with it. be Brashear's ball out of bounds. Cale Watson comes across the timeline, dribbles over the right-hand side up to Clay, the right blocks. His pass is no good, goes out of bounds. The Atlanta's ball. Atlanta passes it forward. Way high pass, but almost goes out of bounds. Atlanta player sets up on the right arc. Way strong shot. Brashear with the rebound. Cale Watson brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Over to Fertig to the right-hand wing. His pulls up for a shot. Up, no good. Anderson with the rebound on the left-hand side. Back out to Cale Watson, the top of the key. Into Shipman, their left blocks. He goes up, but he walks with it. It'll be Atlanta's ball out of bounds. Long pass forward. Foul is on Fertig. The Atlanta's ball. Tipped out of bounds by Fertig. The Atlanta's ball out of bounds. Atlanta inbounds it. Dribble top of the key over the left-hand wing. Bounce pass back at the top of the key. Pass over the left-hand corner into the baseline. Looks like a reach on Brashear. Wholesale substitution by the Tigers. 3 minutes, 38 seconds left in the first period of play. Brashear with the advantage, 4-0. Nice inbound by Atlanta, and he's fouled. Through the line. Foul is on number 31, Matt Thomas. Zeke Garnett will go to the line for the Hornets. His first shot is up and no good. Second shot is nothing but net. Kylie Watson with the bring it the other way, hands it off to Thomas, who dribbles across the timeline to the left-hand wing, over to the right-hand side, back to the right corner, into the blocks. Kylie Watson, his shot is up and no good. Atlanta with the rebound, they'll bring it the other way. Long three-point shot off the glass and good for three. We're all tied up, 4-4, 3 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first period. Justin Hayes loses the handle on it. Goes across the line. Thomas with the recovery, but it's an over and a back call. The Atlanta's ball on the far side. Atlanta inbounds at the top of the key over the left-hand wing. Pass in, was a little too strong. Thomas with the steal. He brings it across the line in a hurry. Just about falls down. Passes it over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia walks with it. On the floor for the Tigers is Thomas, Ambrosia, Hazen. Atlanta with the ball. He walks with it. He'd be sure ball out of bounds. Thomas passes it up to Hazen. Tries to get it forward to Kylie Watson, but loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds, will be Atlanta's ball. No pressure by the Tigers. Shot from the right wing, short. Goes out of bounds, will be Brashear's ball. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Hazen will bring it across the timeline over the right-hand side. The right wing kicks it up to Anderson. He's shot, wide open shot, but he's too strong. Atlanta with the rebound. Pass over the left wing, the left corner. Dribbles the baseline, goes up and in and out. Brashear with the rebound. Thomas will bring it the other way. Comes across time. I dribbled on the left-hand side along the lane. Kicks it back out to Hazen, whose shot is up and short. Atlanta with the rebound. Atlanta brings it across the timeline, dribbles over to the left-hand side. Back the left wing. Long three-point shot is no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Thomas will bring it the other way for the Tigers. Nice push. Loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Will be the... Not sure whose ball it will be, but Atlanta takes a timeout. 1 minute, 33 seconds left in the first period. 4-4 tied, Brashear. Looks like the Tigers are bringing their first stringers back in. On the floor for the Tigers is 14 Fertig, 43 Anderson, 11 Ambrosia, and Kylie and Kale Watson for the Tigers. Fertig will inbound it for the Tigers. Fertig inbounds it to Kylie Watson, but he loses the handle on it. Brashear with the steal, or Atlanta with the steal. They bring it across the other way to the top of the key for a three-point shot. Is up, in and out. Watson, Kylie Watson with the rebound. He hands it off to Kale, who brings it the other way. He dribbles the lane, takes it up, and a little too strong. Atlanta with the rebound. They bring it the other way in a hurry. But Brashear has time to get back. And the foul is on David Anderson. Three team fouls on the Tigers, none on Atlanta. The Atlanta's ball out of bounds on the far side. Atlanta sets their offense, kicks it over the left-hand wing, but Ambrosia with the steal. Atlanta gets it back, brings it back to the left-hand side. Back at the top of the key, pass over the right-hand side, back into the lane, dribbles out, shoots up, and... good. Kale Watson brings it the other way for the Tigers. Top of the key over the right-hand wing. Dribbles in for a nice 15-foot jump shot. Gets his own rebound. It's foul, no shot. Foul is on number 12, Javon West. It's his first foul. Fertig inbounds it for the Tigers to Ambrosia. Back to Fertig, and his shot is up and no good. He gets the other rebound, kicks it back out to Ambrosia, the top of the key over at the right hand wing. Steal by Atlanta. Loose ball. Ambrosia. Ambrosia gets his hands on it, and I think he's fouled. Foul is on Dexter Wilhelm. Anderson will inbound it for the Tigers. 16 seconds left in the first period. Watson passes it over to Anderson, who takes a nice shot, but no good. Over the back call on Fertig. The Atlanta's ball out of bounds with 8 seconds left. Atlanta brings it the other way in a hurry. The right-hand corner pass shot is up and no good. Time expires. Atlanta with the advantage, 6-4. So here we are at the beginning of the second period of play with Atlanta leading 6-4. On the court for the Tigers is Shipman and Ambrosia, Justin Hazen, Thomas, and Hazen. Thomas passes the floor to Ambrosia over on the right-hand side, back to Thomas, over, then over to Hazen, left-hand side, passing to into Shipman, who shoots and loses the handle on it. Atlanta with the rebound, they bring it the other way. Dribbling at the top of the key, should look like it was going to be a charge, but they call the foul on Thomas. Thomas brings it the other way for Bashir, but I think he walked with it. Yep, he did. Be Atlanta's ball out of bounds. Atlanta with the ball at the top of the key, passes over to the left-hand wing into the baseline. Nice looking backdoor shot. Up and good. Hazen brings it the other way for the Tigers. He dribbles over the right-hand side. Nice looking pass to Jerpy Clay. And a pick by Atlanta. Just stole it right out of his hands. Javon West brings the ball across the timeline, top of the key. Sets the defense over the right-hand wing, back to the right corner. Nice looking pass into the paint, up in and out. Shipman with the rebound for the Tigers. He brings it the other way, kicks it over to Hazen. He dribbles it in the top of the key over to Ambrosia, who shoots, but it's a little long to Shipman with the shot. His shot's no good. And gets his own rebound, puts it in. Bashir or Atlanta leading 8-6. Atlanta brings it the other way, passes over to the left-hand lane. Nice looking shot, up and good. 10-6, Atlanta with the advantage. Hazen will bring it the other way for the Tigers. He dribbles over the right-hand side behind his back, between his legs, over to Ambrosia on the right-hand corner. He loses the handle on it, but it's off of Atlanta, so it'll be Bashir's ball. Jerpy Clay will inbound it for the Tigers. To Shipman. Nice-looking inbound, but Shipman's shot is no good. Atlanta got the rebound and Shipman committed the foul. Anderson, Kale Watson, and Furtick back in for the Tigers. 4 minutes left in the second period. Bashir with the advantage, 10-6. Number 10 to the line for Atlanta. His shot is up and nothing but net. Cody Miller, who made that shot, 11-6. Atlanta with the advantage. Miller's second shot is on its way. Nothing but net. Kale Watson inbounds over the tight end, Mr. Furtick. Kale brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Over to Thomas on the left wing, back to Watson, back to Thomas. Back to Watson, nice open shot, no good. Atlanta with the rebound, Furtick with the steal, his shot is short. Anderson with the rebound, and he was fouled. So he'll go to the line to shoot a couple. 12-6, Atlanta with the advantage. Anderson's first shot is up and nothing but net. Anderson's second shot is up, and too little, too strong. Atlanta, scrum on the ground here. Back in the corner here, I can't exactly see, but I think it was out of bounds on Atlanta. Inbound to the left wing, back to the left corner to Thomas. Pass inside to Shipman, over to Furtick, back out to Anderson. His shot is up and too strong. Atlanta with the rebound. They'll bring it the other way. Long three-point shot is a little too strong. Kick back in the hands of Anderson. Two on one. No good. Anderson gets his own rebound and he's fouled. Foul is on number 12, Javon West. Anderson will go to the line for the Tigers. His first shot is up and nothing but net. 12-8, Atlanta with the advantage. Anderson's second shot is up and good. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Cale Watson on the nice looking steal by Cale Watson, but he's called for the foul. Eight fouls on the Tigers. So West will go to the line. 2 minutes, 58 seconds left in the half. Atlanta with the advantage, 12-9. West's first shot is up and nothing but net, so he'll shoot the back half of one-on-one. Second shot is in and out. Furtick with the rebound. He brings it the other way in a hurry. He slows it down, kicks it over to Cale Watson, top of the key. He dribbles over the left-hand side, back out to Thomas, back out to Cale Watson, into Shipman. His shot is up and in and out. Anderson's shot is up and in and out. Got a kind of a scrum down here, but Furtick gets the rebound to Shipman, over to Anderson. His shot is up and in and out. Atlanta with the rebound. Pressure defense by the Tigers, but West brings it across the line, takes it to the right-hand blocks, and he is hammered by Shipman. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left in the second period. Atlanta with the advantage, 13-9. Javon West will go to the line for Atlanta. His first shot is up and no good. But he'll shoot another because he was in the process of shooting. Second shot is up and good. Kylie Watson in for Shipman. Cale Watson to bring the ball the other way. He comes across the timeline, double teams. Nice looking screen set by Thomas. His shot is up and good. 14-11, Atlanta with the advantage. Inbound pass is... Inbound pass is a little errant. It's kicked out by Brashear, so it'll be Atlanta's ball. Atlanta inbounds it to West. Brings it across. His pass is a little too strong. Goes out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench. It'll be Tiger's ball. Vertical inbound it for the Tigers to Thomas. Brings it across the line over to Cale Watson. Pulls up for 15-foot shot. No good. Rebound to Furtick. His shot is no good. Rebound Atlanta, and I believe he was fouled. Foul was on Anderson. So number 10, Cody Miller will go to the line. 1 minute, 52 seconds left in the half. Atlanta with the advantage, 14-11. First shot is up and good. Second shot is up and a little too far to the right. Cale Watson with the rebound. He brings it the other way in a hurry. Coming across the timeline, he drives the lane, kicks it over the right-hand side to Anderson. His shot is up and in and out. Atlanta with the rebound. No press by the Tigers. West will bring it across the timeline over the left-hand side, back to the left corner. Cross-court pass over the right-hand wing, back to the right corner. Takes a look, sets up and shoots for three, but it's way short. Furtick with the rebound. He brings it the other way for the Tigers. coming across the timeline at the top of the key, kicks it over to Kale Watson, the left wing, back to Thomas, the left corner, back out to Watson, whose shot is up and no good. Atlanta with the rebound, and he's hammered by Furtig. 1 minute, 9 seconds left in the half, 15-11, Atlanta with the advantage. Three fouls on Furtig. Number 21, Zeke Garnett, will go to the line. His first shot is up and in and out. One minute, 9 seconds left in the half. Second shot is up and good. Anderson brings the ball, kicks it over to Kale Watson, who dribbles across the timeline and loses a handle on it. Atlanta will bring it the other way. Shot's a little bit too strong, but they get their own rebound and kick it back out the right-hand wing. Reset the defense to West at the top of the key. Passes it over the right-hand wing, back the right corner, back out the West. Cross-court pass to the left wing. Takes a look. Then passes it inside. Kale Watson with the steal. He brings it the other way. Dribbles the top of the key, sets the defense, takes a look to Thomas to the left-hand side, into Kylie Watson, it's left blocks, back out to Thomas, his shot is a little too strong. Atlanta with the rebound, West will bring it back the other way. And the pressure defense by Thomas, and he commits the foul. So West will go to the line for Atlanta. Third foul on Thomas as well. 25 seconds left in the second period. West's first shot is up and good. 17-11, Atlanta with the advantage. Hazen in for Thomas. West, second shot is up and good. 18-11, Atlanta with the advantage. 25 seconds left in the half. Watson brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Picks up his dribble over to Hazen, the left-hand wing. Back over to Hazen. Just about loses the handle on it. Back over to Watson. Back to Hazen. He dribbles baseline. The shot is up and good. 9 seconds left. 7 seconds left. Atlanta brings it back the other way, and he walks with it. So 2.6 seconds left in the half. And it'll be Brashear's ball under the Brashear basket. Hazen inbounds it to Kale Watson. He has a nice shot. It was up and good at the buzzer. So at halftime, Atlanta leads it 18-15. So the timekeeper resets the clock with 8 minutes, and we'll be back in a few. Again, at halftime, Atlanta with the advantage, 18 to Brashear's 15.